Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Money management is a marathon, and you'll need all your strength and oxygen to finish each race and reach each money goal. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I tell the story of Roberta Bobby Gibb, who in 1966 became the first woman to run the Boston Marathon. She said after crossing the finish line, quote, "I thought about how many preconceived prejudices would crumble when I trotted right along for 26 miles, end quote. Roberta broke down long-standing social barriers, but we all have personal barriers, preconceived notions of ourselves, especially when it comes to money. I've heard excuses such as, "I got into debt because I was offered a credit card in college and overspent," or "I simply can't save money." Missed takes might force you into the mindset that your track record will be forever flawed. This is not the case. For example, let's say you are 50 and you haven't saved a dime for retirement. Is it too late? The answer is no. Will you have to drastically change your spending habits? Absolutely. A 45-year-old who wants to retire with $1 million at age 65 will have to set aside nearly $1,700 each month to reach that goal. A 55-year-old would need to save more than $5,400 every month for the next 10 years. While this isn't easy to do, the point is that it is doable. With nearly 11,000 baby boomers turning 50 every day, roughly one every 7 minutes, more and more people are realizing that retirement and the need for retirement income is rapidly approaching. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.